You may enjoy a tree for its beauty, its shade, or perhaps the fruit that comes from it. But when it comes right down to it, most of us probably don't think much about the value of a tree. But this man did, and his story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Lewis and Clark first looked west from the Missouri River over what is today southeast Nebraska, they may have been amazed at the vast, unbroken view of the plains.
They rode about two little runs, and one of those little streams that they spoke of that flowed into the Missouri River is South Table Creek, and they believe that that's one of the streams that they explored up, and it was the first time when they came up from the stream bank and they saw that vast grass prairie.
50 years later, a man named J. Sterling Morton would behold much the same view. While you may not be familiar with his name, Susie Wirth says you probably are familiar with the day he helped establish.
On his wedding day, he and his wife, Carolyn, set out for Nebraska. They knew that there was free land on the prairie. When he came to Nebraska, he built a lovely small frame home. At that point, he could see all the way to the Missouri River. There were so few trees.
Wirth says Morton was akin to a Thomas Jefferson of the prairie. He set about to improve the land and the lives of those who lived there. As a journalist, he helped extol the virtues of southeastern Nebraska and beyond. His writing would only bring new settlers for a while, though, and without more to offer, those who came might be quick to leave. Morton set about changing that.
Morton knew for people to come and settle in Nebraska, there needed to be a major tree planting effort. So he went to the Board of Agriculture and then on to the legislature and asked him to create a holiday where people would celebrate by planting trees.
On April 10, 1872, the state of Nebraska established the first Arbor Day, and a million trees were planted in honor of the date and the cause. Today, National Arbor Day is the last Friday in April. Morton later served as Secretary of Agriculture under President Grover Cleveland, but it was his initiative to begin Arbor Day that is what he is most widely known for today. Traveling the countryside, in Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.